You did not create your own identity. You did not create the own beliefs in your mind about yourself. The identity that you have and the beliefs in your mind that you have about yourself were not created by you. They were created by the rest of society, by the script, the program, the matrix, whatever you want to call it. And we don't need to get like full Andrew Tate and, you know, like conspiracy theories. But the thing is, that's what conditioned you. The education system, media, movies, video games, anime, your parents, your single mother, your distant abandoned father, the female teachers in school that were all overweight and just horrible. They chose your identity for you. Let's say you want to consistently get better with girls, something that most young men struggle with, don't they? Well, you can do what every other young guy does and they never make progress. They'll go onto YouTube, how to text girls and stuff, right? They'll watch those videos and okay, oh, I should wait a while. They'll try all these tactics, won't they? And you've probably tried them. You've probably tried all these little tactics and maybe I'll go to the gym and all this, right? And those stuff can be nice. But you want to know how all these actually work, because they didn't actually work for a lot of guys, did they? You know, going to the gym, learning how to text girls and everything. It works for some guys and it doesn't work for other guys. Why? Because of your identity. Because some guys stick with the identity that they've been given by this society around them, that it's inappropriate to show their attraction towards girls, that it'd make them feel uncomfortable and that they don't want to come across as a weirdo or a creep or a rapist. You've had that identity built into you to be like very like soft around girls, to not be dominant, to not go after what you want, to not like try and actually attract the woman, and instead just like, you know, with this like false sense of abundance, you've been fed this like this fucking lie that you don't need sex and love in your life, and you've seen this like propaganda by these sigma male little crusty smelly guys who are like, oh, women are shit, like just focus on yourself, king. Either you've listened to that or you've listened to this blue pill propaganda that's made you believe that, like, yeah, you know, you're the little skinny nerd and eventually you'll get the girl. Either way, your identity and your beliefs about yourself in relation to attracting women is totally wrong, and so you don't get it. But there is an identity that if you are willing to adopt, you go on to pretty much have no real issues with women after that. In fact, there is an identity that will lead to almost no issues with women, apart from one, which you may not believe, which sounds like really arrogant. The one issue that you'll have with women is that you'll get too many women that it'll actually become a problem, and then you'll start to realize that like sex and like this quick sort of hedonistic relationship was never actually what you desired in the first place. You will literally get to the point, if you adopt the right identity, which I'm about to tell you, you will literally get to the point where you'll have so many girls that you'll literally feel bad about fucking so many girls just because it's like, it starts to destroy your soul. Imagine that being the problem that you experience, that you're like, you're having too much sex. What kind of guy has too much sex? It's not the guy who just, you know, how fast should I reply to a text message? Okay, I'll go to the gym. It's the guy who changes his identity to be desirable to girls. It's the guy who changes his identity from being just a normal guy who's kind of invisible to girls, who maybe gets some level of attraction, to suddenly starting to think that he is the alpha male. It's the guy who changes his identity and his beliefs about himself and just convinces himself that he's actually desirable, that he's in the top 10% of men. He changes his identity and the rest of the world changes around him. You don't realize the power of this. Perhaps you're watching this right now in a sense of disbelief. Oh, you know, this is just silly. Yeah, whatever. It's not really going to work, bro. You must understand, this is some of the most important like words that I could be saying to you. It is so utterly important for you to change your beliefs about the world and about yourself. There should be no beliefs in your mind that do not serve you. One of the things that I love about Andrew Tate, he said this recently, that he only holds beliefs in his mind that makes him stronger. And he was like almost baffled, like, why would people have beliefs about themselves that invoke more weakness? Why would someone sit there and say that they're depressed? It doesn't help them. I'm not going to sit here and tell you depression isn't real. Like, I think it is, and I've experienced it myself, and I know that other people have. I have slightly different views to Andrew Tate in that, although I do totally agree with his idea, like essentially just pretend it's not real, because then it's not holding you back. But when Tate talks about that, and he talks about, you know, pretend depression's not real, so it's not going to hold you back, what is he talking about? Your identity, your beliefs. Think about it. You are your only true core supporter. You and your mother. Honestly, it's literally just you and your mother against the world, isn't it? Your mother is like literally the only one person who is like undoubtedly going to support you and everything. Maybe your dad's like sometimes every now and then, but sometimes your dad can be like a bit of an asshole, and maybe your siblings, okay, fine. Some of your friends, sometimes your friend seems nice, but like most of your friends are actually wishing that you fucking fail, and everyone else doesn't give a shit about you, or they actually want to dominate you and take what you've got. It's you and your mother against the entire world. Literally, it's you and your mother against the entire world, against any competition that you want to get into. It's you and your mother against everyone. Why would you then choose everyone else's side and hold beliefs about yourself that, like, disable and handicap you? If it's just you and your mom against the entire world and no one else fucking believes in you, why would you not believe in yourself? Like, that's... Stop relying on your mom. Like, your mom is the only person who believes in you. Why would you not add to that and believe in yourself? And I know this sounds so cliche. Oh, I believe in yourself, guys. You know, you see those Instagram quotes, like those pictures on Instagram, and you've always heard this stuff. Like, oh, believe in yourself. You don't realize it. Maybe you reach a certain level of a consciousness or maturity or something, but there is a point when you realize that little small, little cliche cringe phrase of believe in yourself is some of the most important advice you could ever hear, like ever. Believe in yourself. Because if you don't, only your mom will. And the rest of the world doesn't even either believe in you, or they want you to fail, or they don't even know you. And the power of belief is so fucking huge that if I told you about the real studies that have been conducted on literally just the power of belief on the placebo effect, you would not even believe it. You would not even believe how powerful the power of belief actually is. You would literally think, nope, he's got to be lying, he's got to be exaggerating. The power of belief literally goes above real scientific data. It literally goes above the real world. With just the placebo effect, you know that, right? It's the power of belief, right? With just the placebo effect, we can cure your sickness. Think about it. You could be sick, and a doctor gives you some treatment and says, this will help, and it helps. And the treatment was just a sugar pill. It was like a fake pill. It was literally just your belief that literally caused a sickness to go away. There's a groundbreaking study recently on the power of belief that showed that if you give participants two milkshakes, one is like this indulgence, really high calorie, high fat, high fat, high sugar, and another one is like this low calorie, like, you know, healthy one. If you give them both milkshakes and they drink them, and you investigate, like, you know, what happens into their body, what happens to their hormones, their insulin and everything. They have the healthy one, which has got high protein, and you see the activation of, like, muscle protein synthesis in their body. Their body's making muscle because they've drank a protein shake. They drink the high sugar, indulgence, high calorie shake, and you see that they've put on more fat and their insulin has spiked. You know, in this study of these two milkshakes, the researcher gave participants the same milkshake. The researcher gave participants two milkshakes and told them that they were different. This one's high protein, this one's healthy, this one's high calories, and this one's unhealthy. And when the participant drank the milkshake, that's exactly what happened in their body. The low calorie one affected their body in that way. The high calorie, high sugar one affected their body in that way. And it was the same milkshake. Your body will literally process nutrition differently based on your beliefs. That is inconceivable to us. Seeing that data, seeing these studies, then there's more and more about them, will literally make your jaw drop and make you think, like, that's literally impossible. That is physically impossible that someone could ingest energy, calories, and it does not affect them in the way that it should just because they believe it differently. That's supposed to be physically impossible, and yet that's what happens with the power of belief. If your body, through the power of belief, can literally negate calories and insulin and everything. If your body can literally change the nutrition of something that you eat through just the power of belief, are you telling me that with the power of belief, you wouldn't be able to just be a little bit more productive? That you wouldn't be able to just eat cleaner if you just convince yourself, yep, I'm an athlete, I don't eat that shit anymore, I'm an athlete now. Yep, I'm productive, I don't procrastinate anymore. Procrastinating's for Jeffreys, I'm not a Jeffrey, I'm Adonis. You don't realize how powerful the power of belief actually is. There was another study. Hotel staff, you know, like those hotel cleaners. It's usually like some middle-aged woman who's got like a big trolley with like all the towels and stuff. And you know, when you walk past that, the trolley, if she's not there, you quickly like pinch some of the soap and stuff. You know, like, okay, so they go to every room, right? So these cleaners who clean hotel rooms, they get a lot more exercise than you realize, right? Because they're literally pushing this trolley all day, going into rooms, changing the bed sheets, changing everything, scrubbing the toilets and stuff, moving the big trolley next, you know, doing that for literally, imagine 8 hours of doing that. They probably burn like 500 calories a day, 1,000 calories a day, right? There's been a study that all they did was take two groups of these hotel cleaning staff. One group, they changed nothing and also evaluated and analyzed, just making sure they changed nothing else. And also the next group, they simply just told them how many calories they were burning per day on average. That was the only thing that they changed different. They were also very meticulous to make sure that everything else was kept the same with these women in their normal lives. Two groups of hotel cleaners, Nothing changes for one. That's the control study, the control group. And all they get for the second one is literally just, oh, by the way, you're probably burning like 700 calories a day. That's all they got told. Nothing else changed. They literally evaluated the diet, everything. Everything else was kept the same. These women burnt more fat. These women literally burnt more fat just from being told that they were burning more calories, just from the power of belief, because they didn't actually know how much calories like they were burning through their workday, because they didn't really see it as exercise. These women didn't. Nothing, their body weight didn't change at all.